Good day to you, and thank you for taking the time to listen to this fine podcast. My name is Osama Al-Susi.
And I'm Ben Pohl, and we are managers with the Office of Values and Ethics, or as we like to call ourselves, the OVE.
As part of our Aspire initiative, today's topic will be one that we were taught very, very early in life, and that always remains relevant: civility. Before we begin our conversation on civility, I wanted to start by saying that nothing you will hear on today's podcast will be new. None of it. That's not to say that you will not learn anything. To the contrary, we will be sharing with you some very important definitions, quotes, and best practices on civility and respect in the workplace. But this information will not be foreign to you, and that's because you will realize throughout the course of the show that everyone was taught about civility and respect at a very, very early age. However, we sometimes forget being civil or classify civility as something that is touchy-feely and not important. What we hope you realize by the end of our discussion today is that civility is more than important. In fact, it's everything. Cue ominous Saturday morning cartoon villain music. If you think you're a certified, bona fide expert on civility after listening to this podcast, please take the time to fill out our true or false quiz on our iService page after the show or before the show for those who feel like living dangerously. Okay, let's get to the heart of the matter. Ben, what does civility mean to you?
Wow, that's a very powerful question, and I'll give it my best shot. Civility to me is about investing time and energy in knowing your colleagues and environment, and then adjusting your behavior accordingly. Part of the definition can also come from the definition of uncivilized, which refers to a demonstrated lack of concern for the well-being of other people or for a proper way to behave towards others.
I agree with you on that. So much about civility, as with anything else, is about communication and how important it is to know and respect your colleagues. Before we continue on that thought, though, let's hear a word from our sponsors. Kidding, of course. There are no sponsors.
Well, I'm glad you're kidding, because we could have inadvertently breached 3.5 values if we had a segment for our sponsors. Not to mention that a sense of humor may not be universally present in the service.
All jokes aside, you are our sponsors. Anyone listening to this podcast is both our sponsor and, without any say in the matter, our friend. Okay, we're getting off topic here. Let's get back on topic. I wanted to share a few key definitions with everyone listening before continuing on this topic. While you've heard mine and Ben's take on civility, we cannot begin discussing this topic in any depth until we talk about respect. Now, respect is a big word, and it means different things to different people, but we're going to try to give you a definition of respect that we believe encompasses the meaning of it within the workplace. Does everyone remember what they were taught when they were young, the golden rule? The golden rule was, treat others the way you would like to be treated. Well, us here at the OVE have a news flash for you. The golden rule is out and the platinum rule is in. It's here to take its place. What is the platinum rule, you may ask? The platinum rule is to treat others the way they want to be treated. Now, this rule is a little bit harder to use, because if you are going to treat others the way they want to be treated, you need to do one thing: communicate. Get to know your colleagues, share ideas, discuss respect, invest in professional relationships. It is only then that we can truly know each other's boundaries and respect them. That is the meaning of respect.
I think giving a hypothetical example here would help clarify the platinum rule and its application. Let's say Osama and I work on the same team, and I'm someone who is not a morning person. I barely roll out of bed, hate the thought of brushing my teeth, and try to keep to myself until I've had a coffee, more like 4. But Osama here, who works on my team, is a morning person. He gets out of bed ahead of his toddlers, waters the lawn at 5 a.m., and is anxious to start the day.
Guilty.
Yes, we know. Anyhow, if Osama wanted to apply the platinum rule, which he totally should all the time, he would know to take it easy on me first thing in the morning, since I'm not a morning person. Osama should treat me the way I want to be treated, as in not sending me 27 emails before 9 a.m., coming by my office for long conversations first thing in the morning, or asking me what time I watered my lawn this morning. Osama should understand how I want to be treated and adjust his behavior accordingly, within reason, of course.
On the same topic, we should really talk about the standard for a respectful workplace that was given by the clerk of the Privy Council in his 23rd annual report to the Prime Minister on the Public Service of Canada. The clerk said, to do their best for Canadians, public servants need to work in a healthy environment that is characterized by respect, that embraces differences and diversity, and that supports with compassion individuals struggling with mental health challenges. There are a lot of keywords in that definition: healthy environment, respect, diversity, differences, compassion, and mental health. To be clear, with this definition, the clerk is giving the standard they have for how every workplace should be characterized within the public service.
In fact, it is only by striving to create and maintain this respectful workplace that we can truly create a healthy and positive organizational culture. The word organizational culture is all the buzz within the workplace, and we believe it's important to define this phenomenon. Organizational culture can be defined as a jointly shared description of an organization from within. It is a sum of values and rituals which serve as a glue which binds members of the organization and helps them integrate.
Can we get that definition in English, please, Ben?
Essentially, the workplace culture is a set of lived experiences in the workplace, the explicit and implicit processes, beliefs, attitudes, assumptions, and social norms of the employees, which influence their actions and decisions. In other words, organizational culture is the rules in the sandbox. Growing up, we had rules in the sandbox, like don't eat the sand, don't throw the sand, and don't put the sand down your pants. Think of those rules, but for the workplace. They tell us what we can, cannot, should, and should not do, and oftentimes in the workplace, these rules are unwritten, similar to how constitutional conventions are unwritten yet have a major impact on the business of Parliament. And our mandate in the OVE is to foster and promote a healthy workplace culture based on the values of the public sector.
Okay, now that we have successfully defined civility, respect, and a respectful workplace, let's talk about what you can do to create, foster, or maintain a civil workplace. First thing, be curious about the perspectives of others. Approach situations with the intention or objective to learn and understand. Also, take a step away from the situation and look at it from a different angle. Number two, play fair. Be willing to consider other views even if you know you are right. Learn to be wrong on occasion, and never hesitate to apologize if you know you have hurt someone through your actions, words, or deeds. Be mindful. Be a better listener. Look for nonverbal cues that your colleagues or clients are giving you, and finally, try to be aware of the impact of your behaviors on others. That last one is not easy, but it's an excellent self-awareness skill for both the workplace and personal life. And four, nurture civility. Build and invest in professional work relationships. Reinforce expectations regarding civility for new team members and always take immediate action to address a potentially uncivil behavior or action.
Remember at the beginning of the podcast when we said nothing you will hear today is new? That's because, as Osama mentioned, we have been taught these lessons from a very early age through perhaps in a different format. In preschool, daycare, and kindergarten, we were taught, one, to share. Share everything, your ideas, conversations, and also when you feel uncomfortable with an action, comment, or behavior. Two, to play fair. Avoid rushing into judgment. And for managers and leaders, here's a special message for you. If you hear something unflattering about someone, always give that individual a chance to explain and or defend themselves. Always respect the rules in the sandbox. Don't take credit for other people's work and be honest. Three, to put things back where you found them. If you borrow something from someone, give it back. This isn't just talking about office equipment, but show your gratitude for someone if they have done something for you. A simple thanks goes a long way. Four, to clean up after ourselves. If you make a mistake, it's okay. Fix it, learn from it, and move on. Five, to watch out for traffic, hold hands, and stick together. If you see one of your colleagues in a tough situation, speak up, hold hands, and stick together as a unit and stand up for each other. Six, to think before speaking. If what you would like to say has no other purpose than to hurt someone, it may be good to keep silent for now and reformulate that thought. Don't be afraid to say sorry. Never hesitate to apologize if someone tells you that you've hurt them. Apologizing is not a sign of weakness, but one of compassion and respect. And for goodness sake, if you do apologize, please do it sincerely and don't diminish your apology by saying something like, "I'm sorry that you felt that way," or I'm sorry that you took it the wrong way. And finally, number 7, do not hit people. Don't hit people with your hands or feet, but just as importantly, do not be a bully with your words, actions, or deeds, which could have insidious and lingering effects.
Okay. Thank you, Ben. That completes this podcast on civility in the workplace. We hope you enjoyed listening to our show. If you have any comments, questions, or concerns, please do not hesitate to contact the OVE at nc-ovea.ac-bve@hrsdc-rhdcc.gc.ca. Wow, that was a mouthful. Also, check out our iService site. For more information, tools, and resources on civility, and for information about Aspire, you can join our Aspire GC Connects group, or check out our Aspire GCpedia page and iService site. On behalf of the entire OVE team,
take care and talk to you next time.